Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Pastor Roy Carter here from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in Racine, Wisconsin, 53402. As you know, we're not meeting in the sanctuary. Circumstances with this COVID-19 pandemic has rendered us, it's just better that we not meet in person. And so we still choose to come to you here each Sunday morning that we might share a word with you. Our intention is to share a word that will give you hope, that will encourage you, but also to share a word that will cause you to grow. We absolutely have to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in our growing in the knowledge of the Lord, it will help us to live better today. A lot of people have the idea that everything will be just fine, and when I die and go to heaven, then I'll live a perfect life as the Lord would have me to live, as if he's abandoned us here on earth. No, God is with us. In the middle of all of the bad news that we get each day, in the middle of all of the craziness that goes on, even in the middle of our doing foolish things, God is still in our midst. And so we just come this morning to say good morning. And we reach out and give you all just a virtual hug. We love you. We never stop loving you. And we want you to know that we love you. And so we just come out of that love to this morning, encourage each and every one of you to make sure you practice the health standards that our doctors and our medical professionals have given us. They are there for a reason. And as you can see, this week has been devastating with the furtherance of the COVID-19. And if more of us would make sure that every time you leave the house, every time, make sure you get that mask on. Make sure that you continue to sanitize, wipe things down. Make sure you continue to social distance. It disturbs me when I see people just going about as though everything is fine. And I'm kind of wondering, did I miss the memo that said everything is over? It's not over, people. So we have to use wisdom that God gives us. Listen to what people are saying. It's horrible when you have to wait till somebody in your family gets ill and dies to then say, oh, we should take this serious. Take it serious. Take the warning serious. Enough on that. We want to take the time to thank each one of you for your continued faithful support financially to New Life Christian Fellowship. There are things that still have to be taken care of, and many of you are faithful givers, and we want you to know that we appreciate it. You can give. The information is in the caption there. I'm pointing up because wherever the caption is, the information is there where you can give using the Giblify app. You can go on our website at nlracine.org. nlracine.org, and there you will see a donate button, and you can give there. You can still send a check or money order to the church mailing address, and someone will get that. Thank you for your continued support, and may God bless you for your continued financial support. We appreciate you, and we want you to know that we appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to us, send us your prayer request, send us your praise report. Send us encouragement. Send us, just share with us. You can do it through email. You can do it through the messenger system here. You can do it through going on our website. And at the bottom, you see a little envelope. Click on that, and it'll allow you to send us a message. No one is in the office on a regular basis, but somebody will get your message and within a day or so get back to you to address whatever your concern might be. We appreciate you. We love you with the love of Jesus. Now let's go to the word this morning. As you continue to come on, share this word with some of your friends. Reach out to them and tag them in it, and you know, do whatever your system calls for you to do, that they too might hear what the Lord has to say to us on this morning. We're in November and Thanksgiving is upon us. The day that we celebrate Thanksgiving is upon us. And it has caused much concern because gatherings won't be like they have traditionally been. You know, sometimes people's gatherings for Thanksgiving scare me because it's like, oh, Jesus, how did get all the people in that house? And how did everybody get a plate to eat? And surprisingly, everybody got a plate to eat and everybody enjoyed everybody. But things are different now. And with things being different, we have to address them differently. But there's some key things about Thanksgiving that I want to share with you this morning. I guarantee you it'll make things be better for you. We want to talk this morning from Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. And we're going to talk from a thought that says, thanksgiving with our praise. Thanksgiving with our praise. Now, let me read this verse to you, these verses from the New International Version, and then I'm going to do some explaining that will help it to make sense to you. Thanksgiving with our praise. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse number 17, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. And some key phrases in there, from your heart, from your heart. When we talk about Thanksgiving with praise, we're looking further than just the idea of celebrating a day that we set aside to come together. And, you know, many people will get in the Thanksgiving spirit, we say. And so we will make sure we change our icons and all of those things to reflect images of Thanksgiving. We're talking here this morning about things that take place from our heart, from within us. When we speak about Thanksgiving with praise, we're talking about living and speaking in such a way that it honors God and it demonstrates that the words that we are saying in our Thanksgiving agree with what His Word already says about Him. It means that we're promoting the Lord's mercy and His compassion to us and to those around us by telling them about the great things, underline, great things that God has done in your life. And when you do this, it builds not only you up, but it helps to build other people up. We're talking about Thanksgiving with praise. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, there's some verses there that really ring to me, really talk to me. And it says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim, shout it out, tell it, make it loud. Let everybody know His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deed among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nature are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. So when we talk about thanksgiving with our praise, thanksgiving with our praise, there's some things we can learn from this. The first thing is when we thank the Lord with our praise, when there's thanksgiving from our heart with our praise, one of the things that it does is it summons or calls the Lord's help to where you are. It's like dialing 911. Now think about it. I recently had something happen. I came home from wherever I was, and when I opened the door, I could hear the smoke alarm going off, or what I thought was the smoke alarm. And it was going off, so I'm sniffing and I don't smell no smoke. So I go into the room where the alarm is and discover it's a sensor for one of the air things. I forget what it is. The carbon monoxide in the house. the carbon monoxide. And immediately my mind went to, I've read in the newspaper, people dying from carbon monoxide. So I got real concerned real quick. And immediately I dialed 911. Why would I dial 911? I needed some help. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to handle things. I've never had that alarm go off before. I didn't know. So because I didn't know, because things were beyond me, because it was bigger than me, I dialed 911. They told me, said, get out the house. Well, I was already outside. And they said, stay outside and we're sending some help. And within a few short moments, the fire department came. Come to figure out, all it was there was an alarm telling me the battery needed to be changed. I didn't know. And because I didn't know, it led me to call for help. Now, run this back to where I'm talking about. When we give God thanksgiving with our praise, it's like us summoning 911 to God. God, I need you in my circumstances. I need you in my situation. I need you. Many of us are going through life and circumstances are beyond our control. They're beyond what we can do. We do what we know to do. But so much is beyond us. And when it's beyond us, we summon God for his help. You know, Psalm 23 and verse number 3 reminds us that God inhabits or lives in the middle of his praises. So when I enter into praise and thanksgiving, or better yet, praise with thanksgiving, I'm inviting, I'm welcoming God, his glory, his presence, his almighty power to fill my life and my situation. Praise with thanksgiving is like dialing 911. And God and all that needs to come will be there for your assistance. Remember in Acts chapter 16, the Bible teaches us that Paul and Silas were in jail. They were bound in the stocks. They were locked in the inner part of the jail. And in their being locked in the inner part of the jail, the scripture says, long about midnight, they began to sing and praise God. And in their singing and praising God, and the part that always gets me is, they did this to the place where everybody else could hear them. They weren't quiet about it. They weren't shy about it. They knew who their help was, God, and they wanted everybody else to know, that's where my help is coming from. And the scripture says they did this, and verse number 26 of that 16th chapter of Acts says that suddenly there was a violent earthquake, that the foundation of the prison was shaken. All at once the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Why? Because they did a 911 to God with their thanksgiving, with praise. Psalm 107 and verse number 6 points out that then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he, God, delivered them out of their distress. Our thanksgiving with praise activates the presence of God in our lives, in every situation. A thing to remember, and you know, remember this. Get this down in you. Remember it. There's no situation that becomes into your life, that befalls you, that God is not already greater than. Nothing that could come your way that God is not greater than. So why would I not want to summon the one that can do anything about it? The next thing I want us to understand is that thanksgiving with our praise directs us back. It gives us a proper focus, a proper perspective on things. You know, life is about how we see things. How we see things, because we act based on what we see. We act based on our understanding, our perspective of things. There's a saying that's out there. People say, they say, Don't tell God how big your problems are. Rather, tell your problems how big your God is. often we get bogged down, we get stuck in the mud of life by improperly focusing on our situations and our circumstances. Imagine if you were in a house on fire, and you bogged down in unimportant things, things that don't matter, things that won't change the outcome. You get bogged down in those things. You running around frantically, jumping up and down and crying and screaming and saying what to do, instead of getting out, instead of calling for help, instead of taking positive action. You lose valuable things. You lose valuable time. You lose out on those things when, if you offer God praise, thanksgiving with your praise, God then gives us a proper perspective. Psalm 95, starting at verse number 5, it says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord our God, not just some abstract God, but the Lord our God is a great God, the King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his. It goes on talking about how great God is and how in control of everything God is. He's our God, and we're the sheep of his pasture. So we got to remember, with the proper focus, with the proper perspective, he's our shepherd. And then we have a reason to not want for anything. Remember 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah. Thanksgiving with praise. We're reminded that, you know, from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, we become new creatures and old things pass away. That's why I always tell people, you ain't got to be bogged down in what you were, what your life has been. God, and thanksgiving with praise to God helps you to see things in a new focus, a new perspective, to see that I can change. And what it is today is not determined as far as for what it shall be tomorrow and in my future. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7 speaks of fear and how God has not given us the spirit of fear, but, which erases all of that before it, he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of self-control, that sound mind. It's too easy not to live in this, not to remember that we have power from God, not to remember that God wants us to live, not to remember that God gives us the ability to exercise self-control. It's too easy to live in that when we don't focus on the frightening things around us, or when we do focus on them. But we don't have to. Prayer, thanksgiving with praise allows us to see things from God's eye. We walk by faith and not by sight. Thanksgiving should serve as a reminder to us of just how able, just how powerful our God is. When we see things from his perspective, we can't lose. We can't lose. We remember the words of Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28. We know that all things, good things, bad things, ugly things, negative things, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. We got to become like David. David, you notice in the Psalms, David wrote many of the Psalms, most of the Psalms. And there were many times that David would start out complaining about how bad things were, about how terrible things were in his life. People are out to kill him. People out to get him. David had haters. David messed up. David sinned. David did wrong things. But almost right in the middle of what he was thinking, you'll see where the verses would switch. And he would go from complaining to starting to praise God, because God, you have proven yourself. I remember when you did this, and I remember when you did. David would encourage himself right out of that bad situation. He was changing his perspective, because thanksgiving with praise will put you in the proper focus with God. Thanksgiving with praise will cause you to summon God, 911. Thanksgiving with praise will allow you to see things from God's perspective of things. And then thanksgiving with praise also strengthens your faith. Strengthens your faith. Strengthens your faith. Thanksgiving with our praise makes our prayers come alive. It helps to erase doubts and fears and worries that come our way. It gives us God's perspective that decreases the uncertainties of life. In Romans chapter 4, along about verse 20, it talks about Abraham. And it says that Abraham, the father of faith, it says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. As you praise God in thanksgiving, as you speak of God's marvelous works, you're reminded about what God has done, and your faith in God, your faith in what God can do, your faith in the plans of God are greatly increased. You got to learn how to strengthen yourself in the faith of God. This is done by thanksgiving with praise. Thanksgiving with praise. When I'm giving God thanksgiving with praise, I'm reminded of the words in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17 that says, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. And we'll say it sometimes. And then we forget it when it's us, when it's our situation. And we say, well, ain't nothing that can be done. No, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Even Jesus came along and spoke in Matthew chapter 19. And he says, with man, this can be impossible. But with God, all things. Somebody say all things. All things are possible with God. And I'm reminded of this, and it strengthens my faith. All things are possible. Our faith in him is greatly strengthened when we offer thanksgiving with praise. It serves as our constant reminder to consistently reflect on God. And then lastly, thanksgiving with praise. You know, it's at 911. It summons God to where we are and what we got going on. That thanksgiving with praise allows us to refocus and see things from God's point of view. It allows us, thanksgiving with praise, to then strengthen our faith. And thanksgiving with praise is our weapon against the enemy. That's our weapon against the enemy. You know, your enemy is somebody that's out to harm you. The Bible declares that the devil is there to kill, steal, and destroy. And I like to say you, me. He's out to do us in a spiritual way, in a natural way, however he can. But praise with thanksgiving is our weapon against the enemy. The enemy don't, some of y'all really got to learn, the devil don't care nothing about you talking about him. He don't care nothing about you, having so much ugly stuff to say. He don't care nothing about that. He ain't even listening. He ain't even listening. But when you begin to thank God with praise, when you begin to pour on that thanksgiving with praise, David said in Psalm number 9 and verses 1 through 4, he says, I give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I'll tell of all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I'll sing the praises of your name most high. And then check out what he says. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you, God, have upheld my right and caused sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. Thanksgiving with praise. It causes the enemy to have to turn back, to leave you alone, to stumble and fall, to ambush himself. God does this in your behalf when you live in thanksgiving and praise. Stop complaining so much. Stop being a negative person. And instead, when those situations come that would bring you down, begin to thank God with praise. You know, there's a story in 2 Chronicles where a whole group of people, several different groups, several different countries have gotten together and decided they're going to come against the children of Israel. They're going to fight against them. They're going to take them captive. They're going to make them slaves. They're going to do all this sort of stuff. And King Jehoshaphat, the Bible says, he got his people together. They prayed to God and he got him a choir together. And that choir began to sing as God instructed him. And all they began to sing was praises to God. Thanksgiving with praise. That's what we talk about this morning. They began to sing praises to God despite the enemy gathering all around them. In the middle of the enemy gathering all around them, while the enemy was gathering all around them, they began thanking God with praise. And the Bible says that those three nations rose up against them, and the people of God just continued to sing praises to God. And God set up an ambush against them, and the people, the enemies began to destroy each other. Come on now, what kind of foolishness is that? That's how God works. God set it up so the people of God didn't even have to fight. They just continued to sing, praising God, and God set up the ambush while they were doing this. While they were doing this. And the enemy began to fight against each other. And the scripture points out that they fought each other until all of them were destroyed. The people of God did not need to lift a sword. They didn't need to fight. They didn't have to talk about nobody. They didn't have to do nothing, because their thanksgiving with praise caused God to go into action on their behalf. Their job was to offer God thanksgiving with praise. It does not matter what your battle is. It don't matter what you're facing. It don't matter what the doctor has said. It don't matter what anybody else has said. It don't matter what the mail says. Use your weapon. Thanksgiving with praise. Thanksgiving with praise summons God to the scene. It gives us the proper perspective, the needed focus on God who's well able. It strengthens our faith in him. And it allows us to win our battle without even fighting. This helps me to understand better. You know, in 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 is a verse that often would make me think. This helps me to better understand it. When it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God wants the best for you. God knows that if you do things the way he has said it, the best is yours to have. Thanksgiving with praise. God bless you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We praise you for your goodness and your mercy, your loving care, your kindness toward us. We thank you for being our God, a God who does love us and a God who does care about us, a God who each day gives us what we need for today's journey. Now, Father, before we ask you for anything, we want you to forgive us for our sins. We own up to our shortcomings and our failures and our missing the mark before you. Wash us clean and make us whole. We live by your word. It says in 1 John 1:9, when we confess to you our sins, when we own up to them, you then are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you forgive us, Lord, let us forgive ourselves that we might move forward in you, that we might become who you would have us to be. We understand that the enemy who is out to destroy us would have us to live in the guilt of what we have done, have us live in the shame of it all. But you forgive us and allow us to live in the newness of life. Today, Father, we need your help. Our land is in such turmoil. People are hurting. People are dying. Sickness is raging. But our faith and our trust and our hope is in you. A God who changes not. A God who is constant. A God who has promised us and who is unlike man will not lie. So today, let us experience the promises that you have made for us to supply our needs according to your riches in glory, to give us peace in the middle of everything that is going on as we keep our minds stayed on you. Allow us to share in the joy that you could give, a joy that is complete and full and that nobody can take away. Allow us to be the sheep of your pasture, not wanting for anything. Oh God, keep us. And if you keep us, we'll be kept. Despite what we see, despite how we feel, despite what is going on around us, if you, God, keep us, we will be kept. And we live to praise you. We live to worship you. We live to honor you. We live to share the joy that you give us with others, that they too might come to know you in a very real way. Anyone that has not given their lives to you, Father, we ask that you give them a personal experience with you, that they may know that you are real and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Understanding, I can't do this by myself. I need something greater, more powerful than I am. Who better than the one who was perfect, who gave his life for our sins, hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross, and then rose again on that third day morning, ascended into heaven, that there he serves as our intercessor. He serves in propitiation for us. He serves to watch out for us. God, work as you will, according to your will and your wisdom. And we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen. Now you go and live in victory today. Share with somebody else. Here where I live, it's raining outside. There's threats of rain all day and the wind is really high. It's not gonna make it gloomy for me because I'm sharing the love of Jesus. What better light than the love of Jesus? Praise with thanksgiving. Set the tune. Thanksgiving Day that we celebrate is coming up soon. Get already in the mood. I guarantee you, if you begin to thank God with praise, it will make the difference in how you might not be able to come together and do some things that you normally do. Please do me a favor, tag this to some of your friends. Share this, post with others that they too might hear a word that will encourage, help, and hope somebody else. We love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you.